"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
A few days ago, we went through a Wall Street Journal article on just how much fentanyl is being sent to the U.S. I mean, it's just billions and billions of dollars worth of fentanyl. They make huge amounts at the labs. They make it cheaply. They now are marketing them as rainbow fentanyl, brightly colored fentanyl pills to sell to young people. And you have over 100,000 overdose deaths a year from opioids. And a huge chunk of that is synthetic opioids, fentanyl. It's 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine. 2 milligrams of fentanyl, 2 milligrams can kill you. And we're going to talk now with Brad Garrett from ABC News. He's the crime and terrorism analyst to talk about this huge importation of fentanyl into the U.S. Brad, how are you?
I'm good, John. Thank you.
Explain the system. How does it work from the beginning of production until it ends up out on the streets here with people buying the pills?
So the Mexican drug cartels, in particular the Sinaloa drug cartel, have found that they can make a lot more money with a lot less effort to produce synthetic fentanyl. All you need is the chemicals. Now, it appears they get the chemicals either from China or India, but they hire basically kids from villages throughout Mexico. They set them up in one or two person labs in sort of a remote location, show them how to cook it, give them the basic formula, which I'm going to tell you will vary tremendously from lab to lab. And they even show them how to make it into pills. So it looks like when they get done, something like an aspirin, or to your point earlier, they color them so that they potentially would be more attractive to younger potential users. Easy to smuggle. You don't have to grow it. I mean, think about what you have to go through to produce heroin. You have to grow the poppies. You have to harvest the poppies. You have to turn it into tar. Then you have to turn it into heroin. Then you have to get it to the United States in a kilo or whatever format it comes here. If you have a bunch of pills that look like aspirin, I mean, it sort of answers itself how much easier it would be to smuggle that into the U.S., of which then drug dealers will crush it, put it into cocaine, heroin, you name it, or they'll just sell the pills outright to people who want to get, you know, a high, an opioid high that you could never get with a prescribed level of an opioid.
So this is a big bang you get from the fentanyl, but it takes so little to kill you.
Oh, that's the problem. And you can have you can even have heroin or cocaine that's laced with one that's 100 times more potent than an opioid that a doctor might prescribe that will kill you. And that's why these numbers are so high. The problem is, you know, all you need to do is go outside and start talking to LAPD or LASO of the number of people they have to use Narcan on to bring back to life during a night shift. And it's because once it starts to shut down your respiration, you have very little time before you're dead. And if somebody doesn't give you a version of Narcan, you are dead.
Narcan reverses the fentanyl damage?
Yeah, it does. It takes away that the depression of your respiratory system so you can actually breathe normally again. But that's how quick fentanyl sets in, you know. And, of course, the drug cartels don't care. This is all about business in their mind. And they believe, well, you Americans, there's a big demand for us to sell and produce this stuff. And so we're going to keep doing it.
Our government has been very ineffective at stopping the inflow for a long time.
Well, that's because it's so difficult. Now, I can tell you that the Mexican army have shut down a number of cartel labs, but you know, the next day they just set the lab up at another location and off they go. I mean, how do you control that in these environments that are basically lawless, controlled by cartels? There's that problem that I don't think we can actually do a tremendous amount about. And then the idea is, as I mentioned earlier, John, it's so easy to get it into the country. And you don't have to walk across the border. There's other ways to get it in. Let's face it, even cars coming into Southern California from Mexico, you can't search every car for every pill they have in that car or truck. And so it moves in. So it sounds like a depressing conversation about how do we really stop it?
And no, this is realistic. I don't think people understand how overwhelming this issue is and how little is done and or maybe can be done about it. This is unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars of drugs coming through.
I mean, basically, it costs the cartel maybe $6,000 to produce a kilo of heroin.
Yeah.
That same amount in fentanyl would cost them $200.
And what do they sell it for?
Oh, who knows? I mean, I think it really depends on the dealer. It depends on, you know, who you're going to buy it. You wouldn't have to charge actually that much per pill to make a pretty good profit if you sold them in volume to people. So, if you look at this, what can we do? We can certainly better educate people like we're obviously trying to do today. And you could also, I suppose, the best you can, address why we have such a large demand, which obviously is a very complex question.
We've had parents on whose kids have died from the fentanyl overdoses.
I'm sure. I'm sure you have.
Yeah. And it's like, so I guess it's widespread. They pass it around at schools.
Yeah.
There's probably dealers that target schools.
Right. And it's not like you have to stick something in your arm. You know, you just hand somebody a pill and go, oh, that's a purple pill. You know, it'll make you feel good. It'll make you high. So you take the pill, and the next thing you know, you're dead. It is unbelievably tragic.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Brad, for coming on and explaining all this.
No problem. Take care.
From ABC News, the crime and terrorism analyst. It's overwhelming. I mean, the only thing you can do is try to frighten your kids very young about ever taking any strange pills from anybody. And I know most parents do that already, but this stuff looks like candy. This stuff looks like vitamins. It looks like completely innocuous, brightly colored, 2 milligrams and you're dead. And I have to emphasize just how powerful it is. It's 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine. Ingredients come from China and India. There's Mexican labs all over the place. The drug cartels, two big ones, have iron control over large swaths of land in Mexico. Mexican government's doing very little. U.S. government's doing very little. They don't even know what to do. It's not just laziness. It's just they're baffled, stumped. John and Ken show. Well, since we got a wide open border, that adds to the fentanyl problem. As we just told you, Brad Garrett was on from ABC News. We went through a report yesterday from the Wall Street Journal. Because, you know, yesterday was International Overdose Awareness Day. So we've got billions and billions of dollars, untold numbers of fentanyl pills coming in. And it's killing tens of thousands of people a year. It explains a lot of what's going on in the street. But, you know, your kids really are in danger because now the drug cartels are marketing these small colored pills that look like candies. And I think Brad described it well. Your kid could be at a party and somebody says, here, take one of these. You'll feel really good. And you take one, but you don't know how much fentanyl's in it. You don't even know it is fentanyl. You don't know what it is, but you take it, and if it's 2 milligrams of fentanyl, which is very tiny, your kid's dead. And China is clearly trying to destroy us because they're sending Mexico all the ingredients, and then Mexico is doing all the manufacturing. And the Mexican government, obviously, decades ago, gave up trying to take on the Mexican drug cartels. They do a few things for show, but the drug cartels own the Mexican government, so this whole industry, which employs thousands of people, has flourished. And there's a huge market here in this country, and they're making a lot of money. Now, obviously, another issue coming from the open border is all the illegal aliens. And Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is continuing to infuriate Democratic mayors, hypocritical Democratic mayors from around the country. You know, he already had the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, spitting mad, the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, because he has sent them hundreds and hundreds of illegal aliens on buses saying, hey, you declared yourself sanctuary cities. We are completely overrun in Texas here. We've got no more room and no more resources. So here. You support Biden's open border policy. You're the sanctuary city. Have at it. And now he has sent this parade to Chicago. At 7:30 last night at Union Station in Chicago, 80 to 100 people were on a pair of buses. These are mostly Venezuelans, including a couple of dozen small children. And they arrived in Chicago, not knowing where they were. And the mayor is freaking out there. Now, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is one of the biggest, most incompetent phonies in politics. They all are. Because, you know, she declared Chicago a sanctuary city, too, which was great rhetoric until the moment came where somebody called them on it and say, oh, really? You taking illegal aliens for sanctuary? Hey, we got a few thousand here. You'd be happy to have them. Abbott sent out a statement saying, President Biden's inaction at our southern border continues putting the lives of Texans and Americans at risk and is overwhelming our communities, meaning Texas, to continue providing much-needed relief in our small, overrun border towns. Chicago, this is Abbott talking, this is great. Chicago will join fellow sanctuary cities, Washington, D.C., and New York City as an additional drop-off location. Mayor Lightfoot loves to tout the responsibility of her city to welcome all, regardless of legal status, and I look forward to seeing this responsibility in action as these migrants receive resources from a sanctuary city with the capacity to serve them. Because the border towns in Texas are small. Chicago, New York, and Washington are huge. They've got gigantic budgets to deal with the migrants who are now going to live in the sanctuary city. See, they just wanted New York and Washington and Chicago to be philosophical sanctuary cities. They didn't mean literally. You can't literally come here and take sanctuary. A spokesperson for Lightfoot's office says, Chicago welcomes hundreds of migrants every year to our city and provides much-needed assistance. Unfortunately, Greg Abbott is without any shame or humanity. But ever since he put these racist practices of expulsion in place, we've been working with our community partners to ready the city to receive these individuals. And there you go. That's the go-to weapon. You start screaming, racism! I am just shocked. I mean, does any of this register with the public anymore? What colossal clowns these people are? You declare yourself a sanctuary city. You support a president whose border policies are disastrous. You expect the small border towns in Texas to put up with the huge inflow. And then when Abbott calls your bluff and sends you, 80 immigrants? You start screaming, racism, racism. Absolute clown show. The New York Mayor Eric Adams said Abbott's actions are horrific. This is horrific when you think about what the governor is doing. Boy, are they bent over and squealing, aren't they? And Muriel Bowser has twice asked the National Guard to come and help. And both requests have been denied because suddenly she can't, the Washington, D.C. Government can't handle the influx. Oh, but the little border towns in Texas, they're supposed to do it. The thing is, they keep doubling down on the hypocrisy. The more Abbott sends the migrants, the louder they squeal. And they say the same silly things over and over again. Now, you know, they keep pressing the button, the outrage button, and it's not working anymore. So then they press the racism button. Keep pressing that button. Hey, that's not working anymore either. There's nothing racial about sending the migrants to these cities. You said it's a sanctuary. Texas said, we can't afford this. We can't deal with it. Too many. You're the one who says, oh, no, we'll take care of everyone, no matter who they are. Okay. You asked for it. Here it comes. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we're going to have Michael Schellenberger on. Schellenberger has said that Europe is, they're irrational. They're disturbed. They keep betting on green energy, on wind and solar power, like we're doing in California. And he, by the way, is a progressive environmentalist. But he says, this is crazy land, what they're doing in Europe. Europe's electricity prices are now, futures market is 8 times what they are here in the United States. And that's what's going to come here, too, if Newsom's crowd keeps pushing this ineffective, unreliable wind and solar energy. But you see what's happening, right? Flex Alert starts in about half an hour. So unplug everything. John and Ken Show, we're going to have Michael Schellenberger on after 4 o'clock. Ran for governor in the primary. Very smart guy. Former progressive environmentalist. May still be, but he thinks that Europe and is going down an insane road because they're relying too much on wind and solar energy, and it's caused electricity prices to rise to 8 times what we're paying here in the U.S. Based on the futures market. And they've cut natural gas supply to Germany, which is starting up its coal plants again. And who's like Germany? Who's like Europe? It's California. You can see what's happening. possible rolling blackout scare again today. They have a flex alert at 4 o'clock. You have to unplug things, including your electric car. So, boy, your life's going to get really small if the government can't supply energy and forces you to buy an electric car, and then that thing can't run. Then you'll be under complete domination by from whatever Gavin Newsom thinks ought to be your way of life now. He gets to control your decisions. Hey, Deborah, did you see Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen having big problems?
I saw that yesterday, I think, on Twitter or somewhere online.
I can't tell you how this makes guys feel better about life. Because everybody looks at him. He's perfect, right? And she's perfect.
Yes. Disgusting.
All right. The top model, she's got hundreds of millions of dollars. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
What could go wrong?
They're perfect looking, and they got perfect looking kids. And then to find out they've been fighting like crazy, and she has stormed out and disappeared. And he actually took 11 days off work. And he won't say why, but it's probably to deal with this.
I thought it was because he was on The Masked Singer. No, seriously, that was the rumor.
Do you need 11 days to do that?
To film it? I don't know, probably. I don't know how long that takes.
Well, I think it's because she went off to Costa Rica. They had a long series of heated arguments after Brady decided to unretire from the NFL.
Shocker.
Yeah. They're in a fight right now, says the source. This has happened before because she's been upset for years that he's not around for much of the year to take care of the kids.
Well, that's probably a common problem in marriages, especially with people with young kids.
He's working too much.
Did you hear his response his first day back at training camp? He was asked about his absence, and he was like, look, guys, I'm 45 years old. I got a lot of S going on.
Sounds like every husband that's ever lived.
Yeah, seriously.
That's why I think it's more that than The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I'm starting to lean that way now, too.
Because what do they do, one song? It's like a three-minute song, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've never watched the show.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's hard to believe you need 11 days for that. He says, yeah, it's all personal. Everybody's got different situations they're dealing with. We really have unique challenges in life. This is Brady talking.
Challenges does he have? He's got 7 Super Bowl rings.
That's why everybody I know is laughing their asses off at this. It's like you couldn't have a better life. But his house is the same as everybody else's house. The husband is being told, you're not doing enough. You're not doing the chores. You're not taking care of the kids. You're not home enough. Same thing. It's universal.
Well, when she's the breadwinner.
Yeah, that's the thing. Her salary dwarfs his. So... apparently they had agreed, according to this source, that he would retire and focus on the family. And then he changed his mind right before the start of the season.
Well, yeah, he spent a month at home and realized, oh.
Just wait until you have kids, Eric.
Oh, Eric, you're gonna be one of us one day. You're going to have the same moment.
So I fit right in. Great.
Yeah. No, I always joke with my friends because sometimes the guys get together and they talk about what's going on. It's like, we're all living in the same house. We're all married to the same person.
Well, wait a second.
What?
It takes two.
You're all married to the same person. You all have the same complaints.
Okay. Well, doesn't that say something?
Yeah. We're a limited species.
Yeah. Well, that's very true.
You're trying to squeeze too hard on us. There's only so much we can do.
Well, do better.
Yeah, well, if Tom Brady can't do better, what am I going to do? What's Eric going to do?
I don't know.
We can't.
Yeah, he's married to a supermodel.
I know.
And even he can't get it right.
Guy's got 7 Super Bowl trophies. She doesn't value any of them.
Oh, I'm sure she does. But you know what? You know how difficult it is to take care of kids.
Oh, I know.
Especially when hubby's not around.
Apparently... You know, he's 45, and he'd rather have 300-pound linemen crashing into him than to stay home with the kids.
And his starting center got lost for the season.
That's right. So he's got to have even more linemen crashing into him this year. And still, that's more pleasurable than sitting at home.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Raising kids is tough. I have done it. And I've also had a career, so I've been doing both.
Well, I don't know. Just it's making a lot of guys feel good.
I know.
Let's see what else is going on. Did you see today there was a story in the LA Times with all the heat that the temperature of the playground asphalt is 145 degrees?
Oh, my God.
They actually let kids play on this? 145. And the headline in the Times is hysterical. Parents demand school shade. Well, apparently there's a shortage of trees at a lot of schools. They looked at Lockwood Elementary, the 10 o'clock recess. Kids are sweating. Their faces are all red. Temperature's in the 90s. The asphalt's 145. And this campus has 162,000 square feet of hardscape and only 1,000 square feet of green space. All they have is a few little trees and planter boxes. Why can't they plant trees?
And shouldn't the kids be inside then? You know how you have those rainy days? I remember when my kids were in school and it was raining, so they would keep them indoors.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody freaks out when we have heat waves. Oh, you got to stay inside. It's like, yeah, staying inside was normal growing up back east in the wintertime. There were a lot of very cold days, ice and snow days. You couldn't really walk anywhere without slipping and banging your head. Rainy days, the same thing. But out here, it's like, oh, my God, the kids can't even play today. It's like, yeah, right, for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I'd rather them be inside than out sweating like that. I mean, that's unbearable.
Well, instead, you know, in some schools, they don't have air conditioning. There was another story here. San Diego High School in the San Diego Unified School District is the only one without air conditioning in every classroom. And the thermometer in one classroom was 88 degrees.
You can't learn in that.
30 students packed into the class.
No.
88 degrees. And for some reason, after all this time, they didn't install air conditioning? All that extra COVID money? How many billions of dollars were sent to the schools to put in updated air ventilation systems? I thought that was air conditioning.
I thought the money from the California lottery was supposed to go to schools.
You know, that's the oldest joke on our show.
I know.
it's the number one complaint we get in emails and calls.
Just like the gambling bill is going to go to homeless.
That's right. That's the new updated scam for the 2020s. All the gambling money will solve the homeless problem. They have a plan to replace the air conditioning systems, but now older systems do not perform effectively during high temperature, high use periods. Well, then what's the point of having an air conditioner? You only have to use it. You only really need it during the high temperature periods.
And if you have a plan, why haven't you implemented it yet?
And they said they need $10 million in Poway for their school district. They tried to raise money, but the voters rejected it. Yeah, because you get billions and billions of dollars from the state. You don't need to slap another tax on people. The unions suck it all up. More coming up. Johnny Kent Show, KFI. This, to me, is one of the most frightening stories. You have a lemon tree, Deborah?
I do not have a lemon tree.
I wish I did.
I know, and you've been very generous by bringing me some lemons.
I brought Deborah a lot of lemons.
You have.
I am never climbing my lemon tree. Did you hear this story?
No.
Austin Bellamy, he's 20 years old, and his family has a lemon tree. And he climbed, I guess, up a ladder to trim some of the lemon tree branches. And his grandmother, Phyllis, and his uncle were watching from the ground below. And while he's trimming the tree, he accidentally cut open a beehive of African killer bees. 20,000 bee stings. 20,000 bee stings on his body. He swallowed at least 3 dozen bees.
He swallowed bees?
He swallowed not just one bee or two bees, but they think at least 36 bees. Oh, God.
20,000
of them.
Oh, my God.
His mother, Shauna, says it looked like he had a black blanket on his head, down to his neck, down to his arms. He slashed open the hive. All the bees were angry.
Oh, I'm sure.
Every one of them, because he destroyed their home. And I remember this killer African bee scare. I remember this was, you know, some years ago.
I remember that, too.
And turned out to be kind of a dud. I mean, they really made it sound like we were all going to die. It was one of those media scare stories. But, you know, bees freak me out, so don't do that.
I'm allergic. I've been stung. And
what happened?
I get huge welts, almost the same as when I get bit by mosquitoes. I hate those things. I'm allergic.
Do you get like breathing problems from
No, it? Fortunately, no. So it's not such a big deal. It's just, you know, unsightly and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't know what 20,000 bee stings looks like. So they had to put him into a medically induced coma. I mean, I don't know exactly the science behind this. They called firefighters who helped him get down from the tree. The mother got attacked by the bees. The uncle got attacked as well. She said, I was going to try to climb the ladder to get to Austin. I saw how high he was, but I couldn't get to him because I was surrounded by the bees. So they airlifted him and put him in a medically induced coma after they got him down the tree. They went took him to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. And then he was put on a ventilator.
Oh.
Before they placed him in a coma. Hospital staff members were suctioning bees out of Bellamy.
Stop.
Oh, yes.
No.
I don't know where they were suctioning the bees out of. I can only imagine. Because I guess he had to pass the bees, right?
He ingested them, so yeah.
Right. So the bees were in the stomach, in the colon.
Yeah.
Coming out the back end.
Kind of like the plumber or the plunger situation that you had to deal with as a kid.
I'd take the plunger over.
Yeah, I would take the plunger over this too.
Yeah. Mom was so upset. She said she passed out when she heard what happened. It was too much for me to take. He finally woke up on Wednesday. This had happened, I guess, Saturday. And doctors say he's going to make a full recovery. I guess he's not that allergic to the bees. Because if he was, I think 20,000 stings
absolutely.
Would have
so he's going to make a full recovery? Wow.
That's what it says. I mean, he got poisoned, basically. And I mean, they put him on a coma. I really don't know what the, I just never heard anything like this. This is like the worst story ever.
This is pretty bad, John. Yeah.
This is all right. And this is my husband's where they get. It's like, can you climb up and cut the lemon tree branches? It's like, nah, no.
Well, okay. This doesn't happen every day.
Oh, but it would if husbands climbed up the trees. This is why we all stay on the ground.
This is going to be your excuse
now. No, there's a football game on.
Oh.
There's. I'm hungry. I got to go out and get something.
And that works for you?
Huh?
That works for
no.
you?
No. Oh, okay. No, it doesn't. But you know, you keep. But I'm not going anywhere near. I'm using this now as an excuse. If I get sent up a tree, it's like.
Well, I think you would be one to fall anyway. So I think it would be a good idea for you not to do that in the first place.
You would think I'd be one to fall.
Yes, I would. I can't imagine you doing things like that.
That's not very flattering.
Well, no, I wouldn't want to do that either. I'm not climbing up a ladder to.
Well, it's
to
not want. You don't think I'm capable. Besides, you're absolutely right.
Well, I really didn't want to be rude, but I guess I was.
Well, no, you're accurate.
Okay, so you tried making me feel bad for being accurate.
Yes.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
You don't always have to tell the truth.
I'm just wired that way. I have a big mouth.
Yeah, I can see why you get in trouble.
I do. I get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, nobody's offered you a diplomacy job,
no,
have they?
No.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. No. All right, coming up after 4 o'clock, one of our favorite guests on the show is Michael Schellenberger. Michael Schellenberger started out as a progressive activist on a number of causes up out of San Francisco. And then over time, he came to realize that a lot of the people he was working with had really nutty ideas, and he wrote a whole book on the homeless situation in San Francisco. He called the book San Fran Sicko, and it was about these destructive homeless policies that are just wrong and created a lot of the problem. And now he's turned his attention to destructive energy policies that are popular in two places, California and Europe. And this is about going all in on wind and solar energy and abandoning all the other sources, and it's not working. And this is why there's a flex alert in about 3 minutes here in California, because of Gavin Newsom and the rest of the government badly bungling our energy supply. Well, they've done it in Europe as well, and they're in a lot of trouble. And Michael Schellenberger, who also ran for governor against Newsom earlier this year, he's going to be talking to us right after 4 o'clock. So you want to be there. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.